One quick halakha on the laws of Shabbat. There's a halakha that says one is not allowed to transact on Shabbat, which everybody knows about. One cannot do business. Question is, if a person lends somebody money, is he allowed to go on Shabbat and tell him, I'm mochel, forgive the loan? What's the question? So the question over here, according to Hacham of Adyal, of a Shalom, hinges on how do you look at forgiving a loan. There's two ways of looking at it. Either you can look at it as if he's just removing himself from the picture, and therefore, as if he's making his money hefker, it's ownerless, he walked away, I'm not going to collect it, and therefore that's not really called a transaction. That's just stepping away. Or do you look at a forgiving of a loan as actually giving it to him? Then already it would be like a transfer, that you're being makneh to him. So he wants to say, if you say it's just walking away, so it should be permissible on Shabbat. You didn't transact, you just stepped out. But if it's considered as if you're transferring the money to the person that borrowed it, so that would be like a transaction. Halakha l'maaseh, the rabbi is mahmir on this for other reasons as well. He says it's considered dibur chol b'Shabbat. You're talking business on Shabbat. The talking of the business is a problem as well. So he says l'maaseh, one should not forgive a loan on Shabbat, unless the person that you're forgiving it to is an ani, then it's considered you're giving him tzedakah. And of course tzedakah you're allowed to give on Shabbat. He writes this in the new volume of Chazon Avadiyah Chelek Vav, on page Chav Gimel, En ra'uy l'mchol chov b'Shabbat, mishum d'habit dibur chol b'Shabbat, aval l'mchol chov l'ani b'Shabbat mutar mitorat tzedakah.